Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse, it's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
Misha?
Yes, it's Misha, I believe.
In the studio here momentarily. I think let me probably went to go get them.
I'll go get them right now.
Blitz has to get us signed up live first, though. I think we're close. Thank you. We're live. And a lot of people don't understand that we do a four-hour show prior to this. A lot of people think, like, oh, man, this is the only show that I see because I'm a Facebooker or a YouTuber. And does Bubba have another show? Yes, indeed, we have a big show that's heard in all across the country in different affiliates. And it's also the number one show on the Twitch platform, the number one radio show on the Twitch platform. We then do an uncensored, about a one-hour uncensored show.
Yep.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, we collectively do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Blitz and Anna do a little thing, a little Blummel deal, 1 hour extravagance, if not more, on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And then Mondays, we collectively do a podcast that's only available in our podcast world. So, today is, this will be probably, this is our last after show of the week because tomorrow's Blummel. Tomorrow's already Friday.
I know.
I can't wait. This is, Lupe and Micah. Now, am I saying that correctly, guys?
Get right Micha. Up to the mic.
Get right up to the microphone there as if it was a penis, as if
it's
it was.
Micha.
It's what?
Micha, like nice to meet you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Micha. Micha. And then Lupe, you can't fuck Lupe up. I mean, Lupe is Lupe, right?
Yeah, Lupe is quite easy.
Blitz, should we put maybe Lupe on a wireless?
I could do that.
Yeah, put him on a wireless, and then we'll give Micha the microphone. And then Micha, you got to talk into the microphone like almost you're giving head. which I think you're familiar with.
Yes, very much so.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Okay, cool. I can hear myself.
Now, Lupe, where are you from originally?
I'm from Michigan.
Well, part of it, yeah, you got to talk right into the microphone as well, right. Like you're Bob Barker.
Oh, gotcha. Can you hear me right there?
Yes, I can hear
perfect.
You.
So I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, north, but I'm an adopted Floridian. I've been down here since I was six.
Ann Arbor, home of course, Michigan.
The Wolverines.
The Wolverines.
Right?
Yep, go blue.
And when did you move down here?
When I was, I think it was six or seven.
And how old are you now?
35.
35. And how did you meet Micha?
That was high school. High school.
Now, so she's a Michigan girl too?
Nah.
No, he said he's been here since he was six or seven.
Since he was six. All right.
Yeah, I'm adopted Floridian. I might as well be from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now, Micha, where did you grow up?
So I'm actually from Houston, Texas. But I moved here when I was three or four. So again, adoptive Floridian.
Now, when you say here, Does that mean the Tampa area?
Yeah, Brandon area.
Oh, Brandon. Now, yeah. Now, is that where you and Lupe reside now, Brandon?
No. Now we're south of here.
Now where are you?
Riverview area.
Well, that's the same.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon, Riverview. Yeah. I mean, you're cutting hairs
pretty
at that point.
Pretty much now. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't move too far from home.
I mean, just because you're moving. Maybe you're starting to make some money, so now you're in Riverview. You know what I'm saying? Riverview is kind of the.
I'm not gonna lie. We actually moved out there kind of early when that depression happened and everything was cheap. We got a townhome out there for like 70 G's and. Yeah, we just
now. How long? How long have you guys been together since high school?
Yeah, since high school.
It'll be 20 years. 20 next month.
Did you go to Brandon High?
Actually, I went to Brandon for 2 years, and I went to Bloomingdale. So I met her at Bloomingdale my freshman year. And then after that, we split schools because it was too far for us to drive. I lived in Brandon, and she lived in Bloomingdale. So we split, and yeah, we stayed together. Yeah.
Did you catch, because this is Florida, and interracial couples are now not nearly as big of a thing as it was, you know, a taboo as it was probably when you guys were in high school. Did you guys catch a lot of shit for that?
Definitely.
Really?
No, and that's why I ask it, because I mean, you know, I mean that's you're talking about Brandon, Florida, and it's old school Florida, if you will. And this is probably what, maybe 5, 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so for me, I would say it wasn't necessarily like other kids and like our age group. It was my parents. They were not.
You're like, you're dating a motherfucking brother? You're dating hold on. So when you first brought Lupe, I mean, because there's brothers and then there's Lupe. Lupe's a brother. Like, Lupe is a motherfucking, you know, like that is a guy from Michigan right there, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, he doesn't look like Rick Fox where he's light-skinned or anything. That's a motherfucking brother right there. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
For real, and I don't say that like I'm trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be disrespectful by all means.
Yeah. Listen, trust me. I looked her parents straight in the face, and I got that immediately. They're like, nah, you black like that.
You black like that. Now, so Micha, you go to your parents. Now, first of all, where do you meet Lupe at? Like, do you guys just meet? Are you just out with the girls one night? You know, you're driving around and you see a couple brothers. Like, how's it fucking go?
No, we actually met in art class.
So you're in school.
Yeah, we were at school. He stole my book so that I would talk to him, and the rest
it
is
works.
History.
Lupe's like, man, I'm going to go back. What do I know? I'm going to steal some shit, and then I'm going to see if I can get this white girl to talk to me.
Yeah, that's the only way she was going to talk to me. She was ignoring me.
Now,
I tried several times.
Now, Lupe, now historically, have you been attracted to white girls more so than black girls, or does you just sexy to you?
Nah, sexy is sexy to me, but I do have a type. So my first girlfriend looked a lot like Micha. She's long.
So you like
hair,
you like
freckles,
the white girl,
blue eyes, yeah,
with the big titties,
big titties,
and the freckles.
Well, it's more the ass. It's that ass, isn't it?
It's an ass, man.
Man, the brothers like to asses, don't they?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I like ass too, but man, the brothers take ass to a whole nother level.
It's true.
It's because the brothers got the real estate to get through that ass.
Say, it's the hang time.
Us white guys ain't necessarily got the the equipment to get all up in that guy.
You know, I had a friend of mine tell me that, actually. He told me, he's like, bro, listen, I would rather a nice, soft pair of tits. And I was like, oh,
So Micha, you meet him in art class.
Yeah.
He steals your book. And now is there instant attraction? Like, now, you were probably born, you know, I mean, you were probably raised, probably he was the first black guy you ever dated, right?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay. And he now, was. Were you getting attention? Now, what grade was this?
So I was in 10th grade, and he was in 9th grade.
Okay. Oh, a little younger. Yeah. A little freshman motherfucker rolling
freshman
up on here.
On the sophomore.
Yeah, a whole freshman brother getting them guts. All right. So now, do you, after the book stealing, like, what happens, you know, after that?
Well, he started sitting next to me in class, and I think we, like, chatted here and there in class for, like, maybe a week, and then he actually asked me to be his girlfriend, and I said, you know, kind of like this guy.
All right, so then he's like, okay, be my girlfriend. Now you got to go back to hard-ass dad and mama and sell this whole deal. How did that go? Or did you guys just kind of do your own thing and mama and daddy didn't know about it?
I kind of didn't think they would have such a problem with it until I came to them. I was like, hey, I'm trying to be a good daughter. I came to them, was like, hey, you know, I really like this guy and I want to start dating him. What do you guys think?
Right.
So most kids don't do that. I was just trying to get their approval. And they said, you know.
Now, when did you throw in he's a brother?
Did I? I don't know if I did right away.
That's why your dad was so shocked. He walked in. He was like, ah! What the fuck is going on?
I didn't think it was going to be a problem.
All right. So there comes a point where, you know, Lupe meets your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How does that go?
We were at a baseball game. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, my brother played baseball, so I was at a game.
So you're at a baseball game, and you're like, okay, your mom and dad are at the game, and I'll just roll up with Lupe, and we'll just do the introduction here, right?
Something like that.
Right.
How did it go, babe? You tell that mom.
I remember your parents were sitting on that bench, and you're like, hey, mom, dad, this is Lupe.
And Lupe, you take it away from here. I'd much rather get your explanation here than hers.
I mean, I was nervous at that point. You know, obviously I'm meeting her parents for the first time. So, you know, she's introducing me and her mom was really nice, you know, right to my face. Her mom was like, hey, hi, sweetie. Da, 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 da. Her dad was more like, how you doing? Shook my hand and kind of went back to watching the game. And that was it. Like there wasn't.
But you could feel as a dude that, man, this guy was not feeling it, right?
Of course. You know, that's an immediate vibe check. You're like, oh, man, this didn't go as I planned.
So you guys, do you sit there and watch the rest of the game together? And do you try to make small talk?
We sat there for a couple of minutes. And then I remember I was like, yo, I'm going to try to go get some nachos. Do you want something? Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, I'm going to come with you. And then I don't think we ever went back over there after that.
No,
we
fucked in the car.
We wandered.
You probably bent her over the fucking car and blasted the shit out of her, probably.
So it was close to that. We definitely left and went to a little park that was near the field and had a little fun.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, So, Micha, you go back home or that night or whatever after fucking Lupe gives you the big 10-incher and you come home and does Pops say, hey, Micha, I gotta have a little word with you here?
They kind of were like, you know, it's your decision. They left it up to me. And so, of course, I decided to start dating him. And it wasn't until after they were like, oh, you made the wrong decision.
Now, when did that happen?
It was like within days. They noticed, because back then we didn't have cell phones. So we were on the house phone with the long cord.
Mm. Yeah. Stretch way to your fucking room.
Yeah. Right. All the way as far as way you could get from your parents as possible. And they noticed I was on the phone all the time.
With Lupe.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So it became a problem to them. And they were like, you know, we're not okay with this. So then we started sneaking around because we didn't have another option.
Right.
We only had to sneak around her parents. My parents were like, just remember she's a white girl.
Now hold on,
just
Lupe.
Lupe,
you might
girl.
Be the only one to be able to say that, and you're going to have to break that down for us.
Right.
For us white dudes, you're going to have to break that down because we are done told you white bitches are crazy. Like you're preaching to the gospel here. I mean, you're like, you know that's your mom and dad telling you that white bitches are crazy.
That's exactly what it was. And my mom always says when you're in love, you tend to be blind and just walk into stuff.
I'm going through that right now.
I said, I know what I'm doing. And she was like, okay. And I'm like, you got to understand, I wasn't raised in, like, the ghetto. I wasn't raised in the hood. That's not where I came from. So my parents left Michigan.
Yeah, you're from Ann Arbor.
Yeah, they left Ann Arbor.
It's you're not from Detroit, motherfucker.
No, that's where I live.
Your family was, you know, upper to middle class. Like, you weren't some thug-ass hood, brother. You're just, your family was affluent. Your dad probably had a pretty damn good job, and they were just letting you know that white bitches are crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And don't for a minute think that you won't end up in jail over something stupid. And that was my mom's.
Because a white bitch will put a charge on you.
And that's what she was worried about. And then, you know, my parents are from Indiana. They're from Gary, Indiana. So.
Hold on. That's where I'm from. Not Gary, but I'm from Indiana, nonetheless.
Okay, cool. What part?
Warsaw, Indiana, down by South Bend.
Okay, yeah. I'm actually familiar with that. I have some friends that live in
Beach Grove. But you understand, Gary, Indiana is fucking rough, bro.
Yeah, that's a completely different place.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jackson's hometown.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Actually, my aunt's house is literally, well, was... four houses down from there. Now they're all burned down and it's all grass.
Oh,
but
shit.
Gary, Indiana might be rougher than Detroit. I'm just telling you.
Right on the level.
Right.
The level. I mean, they're gentrifying it now, so they're getting rid of all the crazy stuff and putting in beautiful homes. So
that's also the state prison. One of the state prisons is, too, I think, in Gary.
I think it's a little... I don't know if it's a state prison, but I know there is a prison near there.
Maybe a mental ward. I don't know. But anyway, so anyway, your parents are from Gary, Indiana.
Yep.
And they know how, and listen, being from Gary, Indiana, they know how crazy white bitches can get on a brother.
Facts. And they were warning me.
And they're, huh? And they're like, this bitch is white and she's going to put some charges on this brother.
Well, they weren't even too, after they met her, they weren't really concerned about her. They were just, after she came over and my mom asked the question, well, what are your parents thinking? She hit the, and mom was like, be careful. She's like, be careful.
Yeah, it ain't her. It's her motherfucking dad.
Exactly. She's like, I'm not, just be careful.
They got the Confederate flag outside. But fucking be careful, these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Right?
She said, watch your, you know, see why.
I mean, isn't there that big Confederate flag right off the 75 that still flies?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're in Florida, brother. This is a long place from Gary.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was interesting.
And that, but do you guys really, I mean, just in the overall couple scheme of things, you guys have defied the odds. High school sweethearts that are still together. That's very odd. And then secondly, you guys had a bunch of shit going against you, and the fact that, you know, you're in a interracial situation that, you know, is in the deep South, that sometimes is not cool by some people's standards. Not by mine, of course, but some people still have a problem with that, you know. Yeah. People should be judged for what you are and who you love. And people can't tell you who you love and who you're attracted to. But the old timers are still fighting that war somewhat. So your mom and dad told you, we ain't worried about her. We're worried about Pops and that shotgun he's got.
Yeah, facts.
So when did it turn around with her family? Because obviously it has. Oh. You guys have been together for a while now.
So here you go. So back to the beginning of this. So we didn't knock boots for like 2 years. We were together for 2 years before we had sex, and we lost our virginity to each other.
So hold on. So, you guys didn't fuck for 2 years?
Nah.
Well, we hadn't ever fucked.
We hadn't ever fucked, so we didn't know what we were missing, so it wasn't like we were in a rush to do it.
So hold on. When you guys first got together, even though you'd been, like, you know, you guys, you never fucked?
No. I didn't lose my virginity till I was, what, 17, 16?
I was a junior, so.
Now, Micha, let me ask you a question. Now, don't lie. Did you lose your virginity to somebody else?
No, to him.
It wasn't somebody else that snuck up in the buckle brush prior to Lupe?
No.
All right. So you lost your virginity to Lupe, but you guys had been together for a couple years prior.
Right.
Now, during that time, I mean, everything but? Was her head? I mean, was there like anything else but?
I mean, I would say that we were just on our way to experimenting.
Yeah.
Like we were just trying.
Well, that's kind of a cop out, Lupe. I need some details here.
let me put it like this. This is how vanilla we were at the time. Like, I remember meeting her at the library and being in her mom's van, and she like flashed me, and I just was like, "Oh my god!" Like, you flashed me. We weren't like super into sex yet. We didn't kind of tumble into getting.
You guys have come a long way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We didn't tumble into it.
I mean,
quickly.
When you broke the water damn bitch, you broke it down.
Yeah, we nuked that.
Now you're in the industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. From you know, being kind of
a night. They were kids. I mean, they were super young.
Yeah. We were. I mean, yeah. Imagine we had just got our license and we're pulling up to the library. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're not at the movies. We're at the library. You know what I mean?
Did you catch any shit at school? Like, was there any? Would you catch it when you guys started publicly dating?
Nah.
Because I guess back then, it was. I guess the kids probably are far less judgmental than the parents.
Right.
Yeah, and I fight real well.
Our generation doesn't really care.
Yeah.
Now, was there others, too? I mean, were there other interracial, you know, couples at Bloomingdale and or Brandon?
Brandon, one of my best friends, was dating a white girl as well, but not really. There were couples that dated, but there weren't anything that was like overly serious.
I don't remember any couples off the top of my head that were, but it wasn't a big deal.
Now, I got a question for you, Lupe, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, okay? Cool. You know, just like, you know, white or Caucasian people have things and African-American people have traditions and, you know, every different culture has traditions. Were there any black guys that were mad at you about it? Like saying, you know, listen, motherfucker, you're selling out. Like, you know, I mean, was there anything like that?
Nah, it wasn't black men. No black guys ever have an issue with another black dude dating a white girl.
No, in fact, they're putting you over.
Black women have an issue with it.
It's the sisters.
Yeah, and I've had that happen. I've had times where literally I've had sitting in the car. She'll get out the car, was walking into Papa John's, and this black girl was in the car next to me. And she's like, what, we not good enough? We not good enough? And I'm
really?
Like...
Really? She starts that shit on you.
Yeah. I've gotten the dirty looks often.
And Lupe, what do you say when Leticia tells you, you know, she's not good enough?
I'd be like, you weren't there.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Listen, I've been with this woman for 20 years. If any woman has something to say, you weren't there. And plus, most of the time, I'm into some kinky shit. A lot of black women ain't into the kinky shit.
See, that's what you need to roll out. Huh. Say, listen, Letitia, I'm into some kinky shit. Sisters ain't into some kinky shit.
That's what I'm saying. I hit Letitia with, hey, Letitia, you down to get gangbanged next weekend? Okay, no? Okay, then shut the hell up and get out of my face.
Hold on. Letitia, nice. You're going to get gangbanged next weekend? Well, hell no. Well, then get the fuck out of my face because my girl is.
Exactly.
I mean, right?
Yeah, I want to hear about that transition.
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there, Anna.
Traditional relationship to
just what
we have going on now.
We're on the one-way highway. We're getting ready to get on the express lane here in a minute.
There you go.
All right. So you and her are together. You guys graduate high school, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, now, and then do you go to college or do you start just working or how do you make the transition into graduating high school into the industry, so to speak? Did you work a normal job prior?
Yeah, we worked. I went to school. I mean, went to college. We did
so
have
kind of
a kid.
The all American dream, like the all American kid, you know, get out of high school, go to college.
Yeah.
You know, do that, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, she went to college. I dropped out, went to work, started working at a restaurant, and started just making ends meet. We've always worked since we were 15 years old. We worked at a nursing home together from the very start. So we've always worked, always had money, always tried to, you know, make ends meet, just period, just because of necessity. Getting out of her house, getting out of my house, so we got the freedom to do what we wanted to do. Mm. So working was never an issue. Having our daughter kind of was a difference, because when we first moved out, we didn't move out together. My mom and her parents, and we agreed that, you know, although we had been together so long, we shouldn't just move out and move in together right away. We should both have our own places and kind of do the dating thing.
You know, how long did that last? About 3 weeks?
That lasted 1 year.
1 year.
One lease agreement.
Right.
And then we moved in together.
Because you guys are, even during that 1 year, you guys were still spending the night at each other's fucking house.
Oh, yeah. That was a waste of money.
Yeah.
And you were just paying double rent at that point.
Exactly. We literally just needed to have roommates to make sure that we didn't want to live with anybody but each other.
Right.
Yeah. I appreciate the idea, but yeah, you're probably like, this is just such a waste of fucking money.
Blitz and Anna are going through that right now, as a matter of fact. So they're getting ready to, Anna, am I not right? I mean,
yeah, minus the gangbang part, but yes.
Minus the gangbang part and Butch's mom and dad having a problem with you.
Right.
I mean, it's you guys are probably headed towards that avenue as well.
Yeah.
Like, you guys spend so much time together that it's basically double rent at this point.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So, Micha, she's going to college. Lupe, you're working your ass off. You guys finally get a place together. Now, when does the daughter come up in the mix?
Well, she came up when we were in school, were in high school.
Oh, so you had a baby in school.
This
makes it even crazier.
I was pregnant at the very end of my senior year. So I went to grad night and prom. Pregnant, but nobody knew because I was so little.
Right.
So it wasn't until I went to college, because I went to USF, that
Now, hold on. How long did you hold it from your mom and dad that you were preggo?
I had to tell them pretty quickly. It was maybe a couple weeks.
I was going to say, we only had a couple weeks.
That was terrible.
Did Lupe go up north for a few weeks for the fucking heat to die down?
No, I stand in the paint. I stand right in the storm. I don't want
right in the
shit.
Paint! Lupe, I like you, man. So Lupe says, man, if I'm going to take an ass whipping, I'm going to take it right now.
Yeah. That's literally my mentality.
Now, Lupe, is Meech's dad a big boy? Like, is he a big old boy?
I mean, he's an average-sized white dude. Like, what, 5'7", 5'8"?
Yeah.
5'8".
Yeah, I mean,
he works out. He
works out for old dude. He does his thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I was never, like, terrified of her dad, like, to the point where he's going to beat my ass. I'm like, listen, old man.
I'm going to have to show you how we do it here.
I got my ass beat a lot of times. It won't be from you.
All right, pops. So, you have your baby.
So, your daughter's, like 20 or something?
My daughter's 17.
She's 17.
Wow.
Yep. Yes.
Now, what is she? Is she in high school?
She is in high school.
Now, are you guys extra strict on her because you guys are extra wild?
No.
Actually, we're the opposite.
We would never have been that way.
I mean, she's not doing gangbangs. I hope not.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
Listen. Our parents were really strict with us. We came from really religious backgrounds. So we've raised her very open and honest and upfront. So we give her freedom. And
I mean, she's still a teenager. Yeah. Like, we just had to deal with some
she's
shit.
She's still wilding out.
She took my car. from a fucking Apollo Beach.
Hold on,
to
Lupe
Florida
just said we had to deal with some shit just now. What happened, Lupe?
She took my car from. So we were out of town the other day. She took my car.
Your daughter?
Yeah, I have an AirTag in my car, so I track my shit. She took my car from Apollo Beach to Florida and Bush. It's 11 o'clock at night. What the fuck are you doing on Florida
and you're getting
and
an alert
at 11 o'clock at night? Exactly.
So do you call her up?
Hell yeah, I call her. So I call her, and I say, "Why is your location off on your phone?" She goes, "Oh, I'm hanging out with my friends." I said, cool. You said you were going to go to the car show by the house. Where are you at? She goes, oh, we came to get some food. I said, but where are you? She said, I don't know. We're in Tampa. I said, well, I know where the fuck you at. You're in Florida, and I need you to take your ass home. So you got about 30 minutes to get your ass home before I send all my brothers and cousins and sick them on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So,
needless to say, the car was returned quickly.
It was returned quickly, but not unharmed.
Oh, hold on.
Not unharmed.
She fucked your whip up?
Bro, listen.
Hold on.
I didn't even know she fucked my shit up, okay? That happened on Friday night. We got back home Monday morning at like 3 a.m. I get in my car to go play basketball because I play basketball Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 6 a.m. I get in my car.
Little Isaiah Thomas looking motherfucker. Look at you.
Pew, 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 pew. Exactly.
No, Allen Iverson. That's
Iverson,
my boy right there. Love me. Allen. Yeah,
Iverson,
remember the guy from the Sixers?
Yep. Yes,
he was small and good as fuck.
That's exactly what it's like. So,
right.
Long story short, I go play basketball. I get back in my car to put my bag in the back seat. I notice that my door seam is fucked up and that my handle on the door is just flopping. And I'm like, damn, I know that I didn't leave it like this. So I'm like, okay. All right, let me call her. She at school now, so I'm like, I'm going to snap you because I know you're going to answer your Snapchat. So I snap her. I'm like, what the fuck happened to my door? Oh, I was going to tell you, but the window fell, the back door, something happened, somebody slammed it. So in my mind, I'm like, all right, well, first of all, don't nobody ride in the backseat of my car because I ain't got no little kids. So who the fuck was in the backseat of my car?
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's just piling shit on top of itself. So I'm like, okay.
Now, does mama know about this? Does Misha know about this?
Of course she, well, at this point, she don't know.
Right.
Because I'm just figuring this shit out myself. So she tells me, you know, something happened to the door, we slammed it, it fell, yada, yada, yada. I said, okay, cool. All right, what's going on? She's like, I already ordered the part. Your friend Rick is going to help me fix it. Don't worry, I got it. I said, how the fuck you going to break my shit? Not tell me you broke
my shit. Got some 17-year-old girl telling you you got it.
Right?
And then tell me you got this. No, that ain't how this shit works.
And the last person
she
you want to order.
Forgot she messed your car up.
Hold on. But Lupe, the last motherfucker you want to buy a part for your car is your daughter. I mean,
that's
she didn't know you might fuck about parts, right?
That's literally how I felt inside. Right. And then she sent me the Amazon link. And what made me even more mad is she got the right part.
No, she did.
I was like,
all right, okay. All right.
I was like,
I mean, you got to give her that, though.
I did.
You do got to give her, you got to give old girls some credit for that.
I did.
All right.
But
so
she's still grounded.
Oh, she should be. She should be grounded like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so.
Now, how about her romance? Is she discovered boys yet?
Oh, yeah, she got a boyfriend. We've been dealing. That was the next part of the story. She'd be dealing with that shit, too.
All right, give that to me now, Lupe.
See, I can't get too much.
So we started with your guys' romance at this age. Now let's go to the next generation.
All right, see, I can't go into too much detail.
No, there's no names involved or anything like that.
She's a savage, bro. She's a fucking savage.
Well, look who her parents are.
Yeah, but I wasn't even this bad. She got a team.
Lupe, can I tell you something, brother?
She got a team.
Lupe, can I tell you something as a brother?
As a man.
Brother
Cliff.
As a man. As a man, yeah. Your kid is fucking running you ragged, buddy. She owns your ass.
Oh, no. Hold on. Don't get it twisted.
She's a savage. Fucking, she's got the right part. She's rolling with the crew. Come on, brother.
Listen, work with me on this.
Listen,
I get what you're saying, but you got to understand. She's me 2.0. I'm 1.1, okay? I started this shit. Okay, I used to take my parents' car to go see this one. I know. I crashed
that
my parents' car. Okay,
everything
she's doing, I've already done.
I know, but she's doing it better than you, brother.
That's a fact. I can't even lie about that.
When you crashed your dad's car, you didn't have the fucking part ordered, bitch. You know you did it.
You're right, I did.
Okay,
there's
then.
There's no Amazon back
then. So don't even try to get up with my shit. You know damn well that she has it better. I mean, she's better at the game than you are, buddy.
Game recognizes game.
I mean, come on, man. Like you said, she's a savage.
Listen, we just gonna go ahead and put this out because this is what it is. So she has her team of girls and guys that she picks from when she needs things And I realized that because I used to be like that as a kid. I would have my team of friends.
She's probably super popular and she's super cute and she's got this whole posse full of motherfuckers who'll do anything she wants.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's scary because I listen to her talk.
And women can be very manipulative.
That's it.
Cute bitches can be real manipulative. They get what they want.
She gets exactly what she wants.
If the bitch already got the part ordered, she is well on her way
to know what I'm saying.
Some dumb ugly bitch ain't gonna have the part ordered.
If you were away for another day or two, she would have had it replaced and you would never know.
Yeah, hold on. Exactly. If you would have got back into town on Wednesday, the motherfucker, you would have never known about it. Repainted and everything.
That's the third time she's done that.
You don't even know about the other three mishaps, motherfucker.
Half your car is Amazon parts.
I'm about to check my Amazon.
So she's savage, and so that's the. So you got the car. Now, what about the boyfriend deal? How's she doing on the boyfriend?
So we had to tell her after the first boyfriend, don't introduce us to any more guys that aren't going to be here longer than a year because, you know, I liked the last boyfriend. He was cool. He played basketball. He would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning with me, come hoop. He was really about that life.
Sounds cool.
And then she was like, I'm done with this guy. Fuck him. And I'm like, fuck him.
You're like, fuck him. I like him. Yeah. I like this dude. And then she was like, fuck that dude. I got another dude.
So it's on to the next.
Yeah, well, she went from him to a girl and then back to a dude.
Oh, hold on. It's getting better by the minute.
Yeah, she's be flipping. Right. She plays whatever field she feels at the time. Whatever side she wants to be on, she's on.
She was on the girl side for things for a while.
She, whatever side she wants. If she wants your girlfriend, she'll be your friend to get your girl. She's a savage.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
And I'm like, bro, this can only last through college because after that, you're going to end up on a TV show.
I'm glad you said it, Lupe, because I was thinking it.
I'm like, bro, you can't.
Yeah,
keep
I mean, you
this.
Can have fun for your window of doing that is shrinking because then you become an adult and shit gets real, right,
yeah,
buddy?
See, you know what I want to say? This is the one thing I say about being young parents, all right? A lot of older parents don't get involved in their kids' young lives and they don't really like. Monitor what's going on. I'm still young enough to know the game, so I see what she's doing.
Well, you think you know the game, brother? Please, no.
I'll
I mean,
call her up in a couple.
No, you didn't know the game good enough. That old girl had the part order. That wasn't part of the Gary game.
Well,
that
couldn't be part of the game. They didn't have Amazon when we did.
I know. You had to go down the junk. You had to go down to the junkyard and talk to fucking some dude about getting a new part for your dad's truck or something.
I'm saying, yeah.
And so she graduate what this year?
Next year.
And then is she going like USF or is she gonna
She hasn't decided, but she'll probably stay somewhere in Florida because we've already done the Florida prepaid, so her college is paid for it.
She got to stay in Florida then.
Yeah.
You don't want her going anywhere else because it'll cost you.
I want her to go wherever the fuck she wants. Just get the hell up out of my house. That's all I know. Shit. Get your ass on, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't one of them parents that I don't want my baby to leave. Don't leave. Nah, motherfucker.
I'm like, man, get out.
Fly.
Man, you and mama, would
you
be
keep
doing.
The house, we'll leave. Shit.
You keep the house, we'll leave. Shit. That's Lupe's deal. So how did you guys get into the industry? And like, one, I don't quite know what you guys, I think you have an OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
And that does really, really well. What is your OnlyFans? Like, where can people find the OnlyFans?
Lupe and Micha.
Lupe and Micha.
OnlyFans.com.
That's
Lupe and Micha. LupeAndMicha.
Now, what does the content on there range from the least extreme to the most extreme?
The least extreme, we do date nights. We go different places. You'll see us traveling all over the world, and we'll just post like what we're doing for the day.
Random flashing.
Like
the baby stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
flash our titties to some truckers or something like that.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Anything that won't violate the terms of service as far as public nudity on OnlyFans.
Right.
And then the most extreme shit is just like.
Like maybe the gangbangs?
Probably the gangbangs,
yeah. Those are probably the wild ones.
Now, when's the next gangbang? Or when was the last gangbang? And how does that go?
Last weekend.
This past weekend.
Yeah.
How many people were involved?
So it just depends on the night, but I mean.
So last weekend we went to a friend's house that we did a content weekend. So everyone came to the house to do content over the weekend.
All right, so every
it's like a content house.
So it's like So it's like everybody in the adult content industry brings, and so everybody then shares footage or has their camera out and they post it on their their perspective, you know, wherever they are putting their stuff up.
Exactly.
Most people are on OnlyFans. That kind of is where most people are, right?
Yeah, most people are OnlyFans, Fansly, or they have their own website, something like that.
And so, like, what was the numbers on this thing? Like, was it six guys blasting seven girls, or was it, you know, like, what were the matchups, so to speak?
I think it was like 12 guys and
12.
Six girls or seven girls at the first one.
Yeah. I mean, you're filming like all day pretty much. So it's just you pop in when you
before
want
the actual
to.
Gangbang thing, the orgy thing, that was like 2-1.
Now, Lupe, do you get involved? I mean, are you fucking too? Or?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time I'm fucking if I'm not behind the camera. I try to balance that now because before I was never on camera. Everybody thought her husband was white. Everybody thought Lupe was white this entire time or Spanish. And it wasn't up until maybe 2 years ago that I really
Then knew she was married to Alvin Iverson.
Yeah. It was funny because that's what would happen. We would go meet couples and they'd be like, oh, you know, if they hadn't seen our profile in detail, they assumed that I was a white guy. And then I get there. They're like, oh, he's black. Oh, this
now,
is
within
different.
The gangbang world, though, is that is probably either very much desired or very much not desired. Like,
so,
right?
I wouldn't say in the gangbang world. I would say in the lifestyle sense, in the swinger sense as a whole, the interracial thing is you pretty much are a wanted, sought-after couple because obviously most of the husbands want a beautiful white girl that looks, you know, young and has a nice ass and nice tits. And then most women may not say it directly to their husband, but they've had a chocolate drop fantasy every now and again.
You know what I mean? Chocolate drop.
And Lupe, without being like you know, weird or not, you know, are you a well-hung black man? I mean, are you a well?
I ain't on the deeper side of the pool.
Are you like Lexington Steel?
I guess. I don't know how to explain it. I guess she would be better explaining
it. He's like the perfect size. Like
every girlfriend says that. But
well,
I mean, you know, as soon as you'd break up with Lupe, you'd call him short. You know, you'd be like, man, short dick motherfucker. You know, I'm just saying.
So, okay, what happens with us is we get a lot of girls that do content with us that have never been with the black guy.
Right.
And so, like.
So they want Lupe.
They imagine that it's like going to be some crazy, crazy huge size. And not that he's not big, but like.
I mean, I'm
he's
seven
like
and
the
a half,
perfect
you know what I mean?
Size to like start.
I'm not an 8-inch guy. I'm 7.5. I'm like I said, I'm a decent size, 7.5. I'm right there.
I would say you're a cool 8.
A cool 8.
I'm a downplay myself. I'm a 7.5.
He's not big. He's
you're
8.
Bubba. So now, I mean, what? Now, do
these
they?
These guys are like 10 to 12.
Oh
you know?
My!
Now, did you guys have this past little get together at a person's house this past weekend?
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta.
Oh, you travel for it.
Atlanta.
Oh, we travel all the time
now,
for it.
Now, does Atlanta have, I mean, like, you know, just where does Tampa rate as far as the lifestyle community and looks? Like, you know, like I bet you Lakeland doesn't have nearly the good looking people as, say, Tampa or Miami or maybe Orlando. Or, you know, now, you know, when you get to a big metropolitan like Atlanta, is there good looking people in Atlanta or, you know? Like what's
your favorite city to fuck in?
I gotta imagine Vegas has got to be up there.
Vegas is probably transient more than anything.
It is.
Though.
I was gonna say people come in and they go. I would honestly say probably the most fun we have in the lifestyle is here. Ooh. And
the highest concentration of content creators and swingers are here
in Orlando, and then Fort Lauderdale, Miami would be next.
Okay,
could be only because with Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Everybody down there gets a BBL or a boob job. You know, you come down there with $5,000 and leave looking like a supermodel. You know what I mean? So it's the people in Miami themselves in Fort Lauderdale typically are the hot, hot ones. They're the ones that
are they a little more uptight?
They are. They're a little bit more clicky. So you got to look the part when you're in Miami in order to make it into some of those circles. Whereas in Tampa, you have a healthy combination of people who are like, you'll have a husband that's like, super fit, and his wife may be average. You may have the super sexy wife or the average husband. You may have two of the same, but it's more of a melting pot here in Tampa, Orlando area versus anywhere else in the nation. And we've done swinger parties in L.A., or California.
Isn't L.A., Texas. Though, real pretentious, though, as far as the lifestyle? Like, it's very pretentious.
So from what I understand, because we've only done one swinger thing in L.A., and it was pretty cool. They are really more because everything's so separated. So you have swingers and then you have porn stars. Okay. And
right.
Yeah.
They don't typically jump back and forth.
They don't mix.
We've been able to kind of blur that line because we still follow a lot of the safety protocols as porn stars as far as testing and making sure people use condoms and things like that. Whereas out there, they just don't mix those two. It's just, if you're a porn star, you're a porn star. You do this for money. And if you're a swinger, you don't do it for any money. You don't record it. So it's so segregated.
Now, is your OnlyFans do pretty damn well? Do you guys do pretty well on it?
I mean, we're not making $1 million a month, but yeah, we're doing pretty good. Yeah.
How about some of those people? Is it true, like when you see like the Cash Me Outside bitch, and you know some of those girls that are doing literally, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions a month. Is that happening for real?
It is. Yeah, it is happening for some. We have another couple that does probably about $125 a month.
A month.
A month. Yes. And then another couple that does probably between like $50 and $75 a month. And that's verified.
A month. Yeah.
What would you do with all that money? Fuck.
What you mean? What would I do with all that money? What would not do with all that
now,
money?
Now, within. How often, what determines, Lupe, whether you're behind the camera or you participate? Like, is it just the vibe or the makeup of who's who, or like, you know, like what determines whether you're running the camera or you're fucking?
Both the vibes and the makeup. So, like, I have a type. You know, I like certain types of women.
Well, what's your type?
Typically ass. Long hair, pretty face. I mean, curvy. Simple.
Curvy girls.
I like curvy girls. I like them a little thicker. You know what I mean? That's me. I don't
like Sir Mike Mix-a-Lot. Maybe got back.
Yeah, there you go.
What was that? L.A. face with an Oakland booty?
I like that. There you go. That's a perfect description.
L.A. face with an Oakland booty. That's what Sir Mix-a-Lot said. God, I'm showing my age. Fuck. Lupe thought I was cool until I brought that fucking line out. Actually, sorry, Lupe. Listen,
I recognize that. I know what that is. I know who Sir Mix-a-Lot is, so I'm right there with you. But not
now sexuality wise, like what about your daughter? You know, you guys probably are super cool parents because one, you started out unconventionally kind of back in the day as a, you know, an interracial couple. You stood, you know, and a successful one at that, had a child while you were still in high school, young parents in the lifestyle, in the industry. So I got to think that you're pretty damn cool on what your daughter does sexually, so to speak, within reason. I'm not trying to be anything disrespectful or anything like that, but you know, I'm sure that you guys are a little bit more liberal than, you know, some parents.
I would say we definitely are. Because we're more of educators than we are just parents. Like, I'm not going to tell you not to have sex at 15, 16 years old, because I know I was having sex at 15, 16 years old. I'm going to tell you, hey, her parents took...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Your birth control away. We're not going to do that. I'm going to say set that timer and take your birth control. Understand that STDs do exist and that you can really fuck yourself over if you decide to go all willy-nilly. And I'm going to give you the facts. I'm going to let you make a conscious decision because kids have cell phones. They can go.
Well, here's the deal, man. The parents that think that 16 and 17 year olds aren't fucking that are dating and, you know, like they you're completely oblivious no matter how strict you are, no matter how you know, I've had just most recently 3 or 4 years ago, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old that had a girlfriend, and I knew that they were sexually active, and I sat them down and said, hey, listen, I know what you guys are doing. I tried to do the same thing you guys are doing. So I'm not oblivious to it, but you know, here's a 24 pack of condoms and you need to get on birth control.
Facts.
And you know, it's, you know, maybe they can call us irresponsible parents, but to lock your kid down and say that you're not going to be able to have sex while you're in high school, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you can't do it until after you become an adult. Yeah, I think that you're living in the 60s, because that's just not what's happening today.
That's not realistic. Exactly. And that's the difference. Like, when we talk to other parents, because most of the parents that we do talk to are in their 40s or, you know, early 50s, the conversation, you did that? And I'm like, why wouldn't I do that? I was the statistic, and I had a baby in high school. I came to school with a fucking car carrier with a newborn in it. Okay, I lived that life. So I'm going to sit here and tell.
It's tough to floss that whip when you got a baby carrier in the back, isn't it, cuz? I mean, your other boys were getting new 24-inch wheels with the system, and you got your motherfucking baby carrier back there, right, buddy?
That was literally the truth. That was the truth. It's funny, because we're looking back on it now, we're done, and everybody else is having kids. And we're like, no, man, we over here trying to experiment with, like, Molly and shit, and y'all are over here.
We're trying to do Molly and fuck couples, and you guys are trying to raise your baby. Exactly. We already raised our baby, and now we're fucking.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
So when we talk to other parents, and it comes to parenting, we always try to tell people, try to educate your kids, because that's all we're doing. We're preparing them for life without us, okay? That's like the whole point of parenting, is to get them ready to get the fuck out your face. And if you are doing anything but that, then you're failing as a parent, because at the end of the day, we're only supposed to be raising productive members of society. And if you are truly trying to raise a productive member of society,
Lupe, I think you should do some parent counseling. I think parents should be able to come to you, and you give it to them on the street level. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I would love to do that, but motherfuckers is hard-headed.
Well, yeah, that and they won't listen.
Nah.
So right. What?
They'd be like, man, some dumb black guy tried to tell me that, you know, I'm so, like, they would just completely just shoot you down.
They would, until I give them the facts. Like, I had to talk to a dude the other day. He said, my daughter, these past year, my daughter's really just changed out of nowhere. I don't know what's going on. She's just been really upset and angry and just won't talk to me. I said, did she recently break up with a boyfriend? Yeah, they went through a bad breakup, and she just doesn't want to talk to him. She said she's disgusted by him. I said, well, he probably sexually assaulted her. I mean, you probably should talk to her about that and see if she comes up and comes clean about it. She may or she may not. He thought I was smoking crack when I told him that, and he got very upset. 6 weeks later, I'm talking to him. He's like, yeah, man, I wanted to kill that kid. I'm like, yeah, because you don't know what you don't know, because you're not paying attention, because you're too old to see it. But if you really think back to when you were in school and all the things that happened, I can still remember those things because I had a kid during those times. So listening and paying attention and trying to rationalize what my child is, like, to me, the most important part of parenting, because I need to understand what's going on in your psychological in order for me to make the right decision as a parent and give you the best advice for you to be a better person.
So what is, with all the sexual things that you guys do, you know, I got to think, and I'm somewhat calloused in life, all the things that I've seen over the years and all the things I've participated in. So it makes you calloused. And I'm sure that you guys are somewhat calloused. Like it takes a little more to get you excited or, you know, things like that. What are your kinks? Like, what are you guys into? That, you know, like the average couple might say, well, we just like to fuck on Friday nights, you know, go down to Sonic and get us a double cheeseburger.
Go down to
and
Sonic.
Then, or, you know, go to Outback. Me and Ron, we go to Outback. And then when we get home, you know, he's in his recliner. I give him a little head. And then we fuck missionary style. And then that's all she wrote.
Why are you so afraid?
No, I'm just saying, like, what I'm saying is, like, you know, that's all a
lot
of
cookie cutter shit.
Yeah, cookie cutter bullshit. Well, meanwhile, you guys are on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. What does it for y'all?
Or I want to know, like, how you got into it, like how that all started.
I mean,
yeah, you go from being pregnant.
That's where we left off.
Yeah, yeah. So old girl's pregnant. She has her baby. You have your daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at what point do you guys get married?
Oh, we just got married.
Well,
like
technically,
3 years ago.
We just got married a few years ago.
All right. So have your daughter. You raise your daughter all this time. Mm-hmm. You've been together 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you got married doesn't really matter. But like how do you go from
being like a monogamous couple to being a bit more experimental.
From monogamous couple to floodgates wide the fuck open.
Well, I'm sure it was a process.
It was. It was definitely a process. It kind of started with boredom. So we had been together for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, we were sitting in our apartment.
We were like our early 20s at this point.
Yeah.
We had been in a relationship for a while.
7 years.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. So we were ready to try some new things.
Hold on. Lupe might actually remember the conversation. Do you, Lupe?
I do.
How did it go?
So we were laying in the bed and we were watching a group sex scene on
a porn
on back in the day. Y'all remember? You remember when Spectrum used to have where you could buy the porn on Spectrum?
Yeah,
for like $3.99.
Yeah, yeah, but it was always softcore shit, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we had found a gangbang scene, or no, it was an orgy scene, and we were talking, and I was like, hey, you know, she was wet. And I'm like, is that something you want to try? Would you be interested in doing that, like the group thing? And she's like, yeah, but the only way I would do it is if it was equal. Like, if you had a threesome and I had a threesome, it would have to be with the guy and, you know, two guys and me and two girls and you. So that was, like, our starter conversation. That was a starter.
So it was watching a group gangbang deal. And then within that, kind of paring down what you guys would want in that.
Yeah. Like,
so how did you find it? Like, how did you go out and find that? I mean, that's a story probably in itself too, isn't it?
Not too hard.
So you guys had established, okay, we kind of want to do a gangbang, and we'd like it to be these numbers.
We didn't even get to that point yet. We established that we were ready to open
our
relationship
to a threesome.
The appetizer to all of this was a threesome.
Yeah.
And was that a threesome with a girl or a threesome with a guy?
A threesome with both.
We tried both scenarios.
That was the whole thing when we very first started, was she said it had to be equal. She's like, I'm not going to just have a girl and me and you. She's like, if anything, I'm going to have a guy, me and you too. So,
old girl's as sassy as your daughter. She fucking knows. She's like, listen, fucking Allen Iverson, you're not going to have it your way all the time, bitch. I'm going to be able to fucking, right?
For real.
All right. So you guys start out with a threesome, just a little threesome, one time with a girl, you, and then the next time you and a dude and her.
Yeah.
Okay. And now do you guys find that quickly?
Yeah. I already knew who I was going to invite. Her friend was a little...
We picked friends that we were cool with that we figured would be cool with it, too.
All right, now, do you suggest that for other people?
No. Okay. I wouldn't go that route. It was fine for us, but I would not suggest that.
Most people don't.
And how did that conversation go to said friend? Like, Lupe, what did you say to your friend? And Micha, what did you say to your friend? How did that go?
So my friend, she was already kind of wild, so it really didn't take a lot of...
Convincing.
I said, you know, we wanted to try a threesome and we wanted you to join. And
she's like, I'm in.
She was down. Yeah, I wasn't.
She's
really
like, what the
wasn't.
Fuck were you going to ask? Lupe's been looking at my shit. I know.
Yeah, it was fine. So nothing crazy on.
All right,
her
then
end.
How about you, Lupe?
It was a little bit more because he's my best friend still to this day. And I kind of went to him like, hey, man, we want to try some experimental stuff. And at first he was like, no. He was like, no, I'm not with that. He's like, that's your girl, bro. I don't want to cross that line. You know, we're brothers. Da, 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 da. And I was like, look, man, if there was anybody who was going to fuck my girl, I want to be my best friend. And this
trust me, I know how that goes. Brother.
Brother. I didn't think we were going to bring that up.
Oh, no, we're not going to bring it up. But, I mean, you know, it's a fucking elephant in the room. So, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So, anyway, that guy made $141 million and I got fucked.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. So, anyway, so you get your guy up in there.
Yeah, so I'll never forget that night. So, he came over. So, actually, no, before that, we went out one night to a bar or something. We got drunk. We had a little flirtatious moment on the hood of my car. And then, he just remembered that. Yeah. So then, after that, it was like 2 weeks later, he came over to our place. And we got drunk, had the threesome. And I just remember, like, I came first, and I was like, damn, I'm done. And he hadn't finished yet. And so
you're over there watching him rail your girl, yeah. And you already got your nut.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, damn. Like, and at that moment, that's your moment of clarity. When you nut and your girl is still fucking, you have a sincere moment of clarity where you have to decide, is this the lifestyle for me? Okay. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I remember I walked in the room. I saw it. I said, I need a drink. So I went back outside, got a Bud Light, came back, and I just stood there and watched, drinking this Bud Light. Watching.
I hope that bitch hurries up, man. I'm feeling like I'm out of the party.
I'm like,
it sounds like you liked it.
Meanwhile, old boy just laying the coals like a motherfucker, right?
Exactly. So it was weird, and I was like, I didn't know how to feel, honestly. At that moment, I was really lost in my feelings because I was like, this is fucking hot. Look at her face. I'm like, but damn, look at her face. Maybe she likes him more than me. You know,
right.
You go through
and
all
start
these,
go all these scenarios, right?
Scenarios, yeah. Right? So then
it ends up slip on Gawker and you're fucked. Then your tape gets stolen. Your employee that fucking used to work for you in Bella tries to fucking extort people. It's a whole fucking big deal.
Yeah, we try to prevent that from happening.
Please don't ever tape anything. I mean, you guys tape things for OnlyFans, but fuck, tape will go wrong.
Out there with some people that I had to make sure that I
be careful. Secure your tapes. I'm writing a new book called Secure Your Tapes.
I like that. Don't secure the bag. Secure your tapes.
Yeah. So that's the first deal. Yep. How does it then graduate? It first starts with threesomes.
Wait, so how did that end? Yeah, so you're ending, like...
So that's what solidified everything in the lifestyle.
Now, was homeboy, the guy that was laying the coals, was he invited back because he did so good?
Well, he's my best friend still to this day.
Okay.
So...
does he still get up in it?
Nah, he doesn't. So I'm going to get to that real quick. So anyways, he finished, he came... And he was like, all right, bro, I'm out. So he, like, put on his clothes. Because you could feel his awkwardness was like, oh, shit, all right. You know, he had the post-nut clarity, too. He's like, oh, my God, like, what'd I just do?
Right.
So all of us men, even if we're just with one girl, you get the post-nut awkwardness.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? It's like, what am I doing here? What the fuck? I can take a shower.
So he put on his clothes, he left, and we fucked. And we had the most incredible reconnection sex that I think I've ever had with her, ever. And I remember the next day we were both like... Yeah,
that was kind of fun.
That was fun. We could do this.
All right. So then you're like, okay, well, let's do it again.
Yeah. Now, how are we gonna find people? So I went online. I found this website that we could post ourselves on. I started posting pictures of her, pictures of me, pictures of us,
clips
and things like that of us fucking around. And then another single guy reached out to us, and we still film with this guy to this day. Like, we still play with him to this day.
He's the first actual swinger that we met. And he's the one that opened the door to everything
else.
Oh, wow.
Now, was he a single guy or did he have a girl with, or
He was a single guy. He was a single guy. So at this point, he was the first guy to kind of like reach out to us and talk to us. He was a black dude, super cool, like through email, ended up getting his number, talking to him over the phone. And he was just real patient. Like, hey, man, listen, it's your girl. It's your rules. You know, take your time. You know, whenever you guys are ready, just hit me up. You know, we meet for drinks. We'll talk. and it was like a month of me and him just chatting, him telling me about different parties, different things. And finally, he was like, hey, you know, I'm free this night. Can we meet? Directly across the street from us at the time from our apartments is a bar. So we're like, hey, we'll meet at the bar and go from there. Night comes. She's on her period.
I'm like, okay, oh, man.
Well, fuck. Well, we're still going to go over there and meet him.
Could you try
again?
Oh.
Was that you, Anna?
No.
Oh, that was Siri. Siri decided to drop in. But yeah, so anyways.
You said period. She thought, oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So we go anyways. We meet him. Dude is fucking fantastic. He's a great communicator. Talking to her. She feels comfortable. So when we're leaving, she's like, I'm like, yo, do you want him to come back? She's like, yeah, I'll suck his dick. I'm gonna suck his dick. I might not be able to fuck him, but I'm going to suck his dick.
We were at the bar for like 4 hours. Whoa. Hanging out. He kept buying us drinks. We're just
talking, having a good time.
It was
just genuinely getting to know him.
Right.
So we go back to the house. Of course, she sucks his dick. That was the end of the night. Literally, I think it was like the next week when your period was up. We were like, hey, man, what you doing? He's like, yeah, I'll come kick it again. We went to the bar. This time it was only about 30, 45 minutes we were at the bar. And we were back to the house. And that was our first like official... Like three.
Now, that's still kind of like one of your go-to guys?
Yeah.
Now, for content, too, like if they go to your site, they'll see this guy blasting Micha?
Yeah, they will. They'll see him a couple times. Actually, I've been debating whether or not to post the very first video we ever made ever was with him, and it kind of broke the mold for us on the internet because I posted it, and then it went viral and ended up having like... 16 million views.
It went viral, but it didn't have our name on it.
Yeah.
So
you didn't get credit for it?
Nah.
All that money, fucking Lupe.
I
know. Dumbass.
I didn't know shit about
that. But people did go looking for us.
Right.
And once they realized it was the same person, they're like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Now,
that
how
one
many
video.
Videos do you like? How many? I've not been to your OnlyFans. How many videos do you guys have on there?
Oh, man. Just on our wall that's not behind a PPV or paywall, we probably have like 30 or 40, maybe 50. Full-length videos
that people can watch.
Yeah, that people can watch.
And then behind the wall, which is where the dirty stuff is, right?
We sell them pay-per-view. So the people who really want to see the nasty nasties, like the full-on 45-minute-long gangbangs that we have at like different events, like Exotica or Avians, when we are with a bunch of porn stars, or even like when we do our fan nights where We have just a bunch
Now, what's a fan night consist of in your guys' world? Ours consists of meeting the people, writing an signing an autograph, and taking a picture. I'm thinking yours might be a little bit more intense.
It's a little more intense, depending on how nice the fans are and how many come and things like that. So we've had two fan night gangbangs where we've invited people from Fet Life that were, members or have been following us on our wall and things like that. And we're like, hey, we're going to be getting together this weekend if you guys are interested in filming and here's your chance. And, tons of people show up.
Now, fan probably can't fuck if he doesn't film, right? Because you're not getting anything out of it.
Exactly.
Right?
So if you're not willing for us to film it, then there's no free fucks.
Exactly.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Now let's talk about Brandon the Quad deal.
Yes. Yes.
Meecha, I gotta tell you, I'm so thankful because I didn't think I could make last year any better because Caitlin just, absolutely knocked it out
Killed
of the park.
It. Yes.
And then when Brent came to me and said, hey, I got this super cool couple and her name's, told me your name and showed me a picture. And he's like, I think they may be cool with her joining Caitlin.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? How does it get any? How do I fucking this guy's this quadriplegic?
We didn't believe it at first.
Pulling more ass than any of us, and we didn't believe it. And then maybe about I think maybe you guys potentially had a traveling issue or something, but it ended up being we're gonna be in town. And then Brent told me yes, it's they're in and they're not flake. I guess within the swinger industry, there you got some people that are flakes that sometimes say they'll show up but they don't. And,
yeah.
And Brent was like, these people are fucking like ironclad. Real people, just good people. If they say they're going to do it, they'll do it. And you did it. And oh my God, you don't understand how thankful we are because that poor guy was going to go through life and never get any pussy ever.
He's such a sweetheart.
He's so nice.
He's so cool.
and he makes fun of himself and he's just really, really
great sense of humor.
He has a great sense of humor. Yeah.
He does.
Talking to him.
And he goes down to the bar. So 2 years ago, he goes out to the local bar. He lives in this little town in Iowa. And 2 years ago down, he goes down to the local bar and he tells all the old timers there, all the guys at day, hey, I'm gonna get some pussy when I go to Florida. They're like, shut the fuck up, Brandon. You ain't getting no fucking pussy.
Okay, Brandon.
Yeah, whatever, Brandon. Gonna get some fucking pussy. You're in a wheelchair. Get the fuck out of here. He's like, no, for real. And it's gonna be on this site. And he had, he had Caitlin's OnlyFans at that time pulled up and he was showing her, this is gonna be the girl. And they're like, shut the fuck up. Get up, wheel on out of here.
Yeah.
Well, then he went back and fucking literally put it on the big screen TV in the bar of him fucking. And so they're like, oh my God. So then this year, two or three weeks before he's coming down, he's telling all the old timers, I'm having a threesome.
Yes.
They're like, shut the fuck up, buddy.
Yes.
I mean, and so I guess now he's gone and showed all the boys the threesome footage and he's the star of the show down there.
I love that
makes me truly happy.
Now, but Meecha, what can we do to one up it next year?
Man, we're gonna have to make it a foursome.
I mean,
I bet I have friends.
Between you and Caitlin, I gotta think that you guys, would maybe be able to find. Maybe we just have it'll be. I don't know if you can handle that much.
I mean, we just take turns.
Just the whole thing's a hot, like. Most men never ever get even that. Like most men ever never even get that. Let alone a handicapped guy who's the odds are already against you in life, and God, can you just imagine if we could even take it to the next level?
I'm down. Let me know.
I like that attitude.
Brandon can handle it.
He definitely can.
I heard you guys were like chatting for like 2 hours before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked.
I actually just talked to him a couple of days ago.
Really?
I tried to send him clips and stuff of us when we do wild shit. He's like, man, it's fucking awesome.
And sometimes he gets so fucking locked up he can't get his words out because he gets so excited.
I know.
And he gets locked up. He's like, and you want to help him get his words out, but he can't. He's and his mom's cool as hell. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think deep down she's got jungle fever too because she loves one of our good friends of our show is Ty J Armstrong. He's an African American man. Mm-hmm. Used to be a Buccaneer, and he's the coolest motherfucker ever to live. And we think she has a kind of a hankering for him.
Mm-hmm. not gonna lie, I wouldn't be surprised. Me and her had like out of that 2 hours that they were talking to Brandon, I was talking to her for like probably 45 minutes.
So what if Mama wanted a little Lupe action?
Oh, that's right in my alley. I like older women.
Blitz, maybe we can take it to the next level, and it's Caitlin.
Oh my god,
that would be awesome.
That's how we
Lupe blasting Mom.
Yes.
That would be.
Listen, I asked her about it. I don't think she's gonna go for it.
But here's the thing. But Lupe, here's the deal. Here's what I think how it could get done. It'd have to be off camera.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, like you know, like we'd have, it'd have to be like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It really didn't happen, you know, off camera deal.
Oh, I'm so down with that.
Yeah, but don't you think that that'd be the only way it could get done?
For sure.
But she wants a black man. She has jungle fucking fever. I'm telling you that.
I like that.
She might want you to call Ty J to be there too, but Ty J can't be there. So anyway, Micha and Lupe.
Wait,
what
do you ever experience like jealousy or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. It's how do you deal with that? Because yeah. I think I'm a pretty like straight laced person. I think I don't think that I'd be able to handle.
Oh, you and Blitz could never do this.
The jealousy or just the insecurity, the anxiety of kind of what you said at the beginning of, does she like this better from this guy? And so like walk me through that.
So, we have two different perspectives on this. So
yeah,
you go
first.
I
mean, for me, it took some time. Like you get to a point where you trust your partner to a level that. You can see them with someone else and you know it's just sex. And that's what it is. Like as a woman, we're very emotional and we attach our emotions to sex. In this, you can just
fuck
and have fun. Like okay. and so you have to get to that mentality. But I will say there's still moments where, like for me, it'll be something like, I don't know. It was something, he picked up a lady one time and I was like, oh, you haven't done that to me. And so it's like stuff like that where I'm like,
where Lupe kind of went off script a little bit and it kind of pissed Mama off.
Just a little.
Lupe, tell me about that deal. How'd that go down? Man to man, how'd that go down?
I mean, that really wasn't even my fault. How was I supposed to know that she was going to get mad that I was going to pick this lady up? It was in the heat of the moment. Shit.
I knew Lupe would have some jive ass shit for it. Lupe, give it to me. Give it to me from a street level. Come on, buddy.
I knew I fucked up when I looked at her in the eyes because I had the girl on my waist and I looked over her and I'm like, oh. That's
shit.
Not the look I thought I was going to get.
I thought Mama was going to give me. I thought Mama was going to give me the thumbs up, and she gave the "you're fucking dead" look. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't. I haven't gotten jealous since.
Now what if the opposite was that, and you guys are at a bar, and she picks up a dude, and she comes over to you, and she says, "Hey, Lupe, I just met Fred here, and you know he wants to fuck the shit out of me."
I'm like, all right, let's go.
Okay, so let's reverse roles, Micha, and Lupe rolls up, and he says, you know, Trixie over here, and he rolls up and says, hey, fucking Trixie, this hot little blonde bitch with a big bubble butt, I just met her playing darts, and she wants to take me, you know, around the fucking farm. What about it? Well, that's what you say now.
Thank you for saying that.
No,
that's what she
past,
says now.
Yeah, no,
that's what
past,
you're saying publicly.
No, not so much.
No, so with us, like I said, we have two completely different perspectives. When it comes to her meeting guys and things like that, I'm all about it. I'm like, go on Tinder, do what you want, like meet whoever you want. I'm not concerned about you leaving me. Like that's never been an issue for me. For her, on the other hand, like if a girl is too much into me, because she's like, there aren't too many guys that are okay with this lifestyle to begin with, you know what I mean? And there aren't too many black guys on top of that that are like, hey, I'm gonna share my wife. I'm okay with sitting back and not always being in the front seat. Like that doesn't happen. So for her, she feels a little bit more like it's a catch. And I've noticed that because
you're a catch.
If a girl gets too close, her fangs come out real quick.
She turns into Mama Bear, doesn't she?
Yeah, completely.
She wants to fucking stick the bitch.
I don't worry. I'm like, here's her number. Text her. See if you can get her to meet you somewhere, bro. Nice try. Go ahead. Knock it out. Like I don't. I just don't stress it because at the end of the day.
So at the end of the day, Lupe,
so you're more
she,
of a commodity in the lifestyle.
She gets a little more jealous than you do.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
And Micha, would you admit that to that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though you got a child and you guys have been doing this for such a long time and Lupe has showed you that he is not going to do anything. You know, he's not going to go shack up with some bitch. He's just straight fucking her. You still get a little, you know.
It's rare occasions now. Rare occasions.
When's the most recent?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell that story?
Yeah.
Whatever story you want.
Lupe seems like he didn't give a fuck about any story.
Okay, so this wasn't jealousy, but it was one of the situations where I was like, why are you doing that with this person on camera before me? That it was more of that. Like,
oh, as to a particular technique?
Yes.
Are we talking about anal?
We're talking about licking his ass. A girl licking his ass.
Oh, and you wanted to be the first to lick.
She ate my ass like a cupcake, boy. Oh, yeah. She
settle down, Lupe. Lupe's going Gary on me. Yeah. Settle down. She ate my ass like a motherfucking cupcake.
Can
I be Lupe's spokesperson at this point, Micho?
I would love that.
If you would have eaten his ass like a cupcake prior, then you would have been the first to the scene. But you have.
I have, but not on film.
Well, I mean, he said maybe you didn't quite do it as good as she did.
Hey, Bubba. Careful.
First of all, that woman was a professional. She came in hot. And I kind of provoked it. I'm not going to lie, because when we went out to have drinks with him, I had seen some content she had put out. And I was like, oh, so.
So she was an ass eater.
I was like, so you're, exactly. So you out here eating booty. How come you never ate my booty? She was like, I didn't know you were okay with that. Oh. And I was like, of course. Why wouldn't I
be? So you preset it up.
Of course. I did preset it up because, I mean, I warmed the oven. I was trying to see what I could get.
Right.
Your cupcake was already ready to go.
Yeah, dog, all right. Now I didn't talk to the boss about it because I didn't think that I needed to, like, hey, babe, she's going to eat my ass. That's okay. That's never been a conversation. So when she was eating my ass, I was in pure ecstasy, and I looked over and seen this demon sitting on the couch watching me get my ass.
And was her arms crossed?
They were crossed.
Uh-huh.
Here's the weirdest part of the shit. Her arms are crossed. She's sitting in the husband's lap. She's, like, in his lap looking at me like, really?
Can you ass eat? You like it?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to look the other way and enjoy this. Yeah.
But hold on. But from that point forward, it's got to really ruin the fucking vibe, too,
if
though.
If you let it. You just look the other way and go back to what was going on.
Close your eyes and look the other way, right?
Yeah. Just look the other way,
just pretend like she's happy.
Yeah, be like, you know, whatever. Hold on, Micho. Did you have a little something with Lupe afterwards? I cannot believe that you let him eat you.
I said, that's what we're doing on camera now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just sold about 100 fucking copies of it too, bitch. That's exactly what we did.
Facts. I can't argue with that.
Oh, are they familiar with your two cul-de-sac Jones, cul-de-sac Jones?
I'm sure they are.
No, we're not. Tell us.
I actually, it's to finger a girl, to make them squirt. You guys are probably in that. I actually learned from a sexual therapist years ago that I had on my show. Her name was, it's not my invention, but I stole it, so to speak, if I was to be honest. Her name was Dr. Natasha Terry. And she had a technique called the two-fingered cul-de-sac. And so I started calling it the two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones, and it got picked
so
up on the urban.
You threw a Jones on there?
Jones on there. And next thing you know, the Urban Dictionary picked it up. If you want to send me a link, I'll put it up on the screen. And they've given me credit now to develop.
This is the first time I've heard the story told like this.
So cool.
Yeah. And it's a way to finger. Now, Lupe, you probably know how to finger a girl in order that she
just
squirts.
Just calls it something else, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it might call it the Lupe lathering or something like that.
Lupe
lathering.
I'm going to be honest. So I've,
you're not into squirt?
No, not that. I realize that squirting doesn't equal orgasm. So my goal is to make a girl come, not to make her squirt. Most guys can make a girl squirt if you just hit the right pressure point and just blah, 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 blah. You can do that. No problem.
But it is an orgasm, but it's a different. It's not a clitoral. It's more of a G spot orgasm.
Exactly, G spot orgasm.
And not all of us white guys' cocks are big enough to hit that real estate like you. So you have to use your fucking fingers.
I ain't mad at that. You gotta get it.
Lummy, are you looking for it?
Yeah, I had to get the video part of it. Sorry.
Let me. What do you mean the video part of it?
It explains it.
Oh, it does?
Well, you also have the YouTube video where you kind of.
I know, does it say it from me?
Yes.
On here?
Yeah, if you just play it.
All right, hold on here.
Is this when you were
does
in
it say it from
Destin?
Me?
Yes.
On here?
Yeah, if you just
all right,
play
hold on.
It.
I got
to
hold on.
Hold
on. Fuck, hold on. Let me. I got a reverb Willie going on here. Hold on, stand by. Boom. Okay, here we go. The two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones. The two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones technique is a sexual fingering method created by Bubba the Love Sponge, a radio talk show host heard on places that I'm no longer heard on. Lummy, who came up with this? This is the first I've seen this.
That's where my first result was.
It's the music for me.
Hopefully it's royalty-free. Hold on here.
Sounds like it.
Before we have sex, I fingered her using Bubba's two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones technique. And I made her squirt.
Urban Dictionary made it.
Now,
I can't.
Misha, are you a squirter?
I am now a squirter. I didn't used to be.
Because you always felt that urge as if you were going to urinate, and you have to let it go and realize that it's, you know, that you're squirting.
I mean, as long as you pee right before sex, it shouldn't be pee. So,
you know, let's be honest, there's probably some pee in it, but I mean, there's probably some pee in it, but nonetheless, it is a very heightened sexual technique nonetheless,
yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
Do you feel as if it's a different type of orgasm, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I'll squirt and it's amazing, but I'm not done. Like I still need.
Right. Are you a multi? I mean, how many times can you? Like, some girls can come 100 times, some girls can come one time. Like, I mean, are you multi?
Maybe two or three. Depends on the,
you're on the low end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm on the lower end. It takes more time for me.
Anna, what about you? Are you multi?
Thousands.
Yes.
Thousands.
Blid said thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands, millions.
So anyway, Misha and Lupe, thank you for coming in.
Can I ask one more question?
No, you can ask as many questions as you want.
I
want
to know, like, does your family know what you do, and are they cool with it, or how does that?
Yeah,
work?
I mean,
my brother kind of took a video, one of those viral videos we were talking about at the very beginning, and a couple of my friends who didn't know we were doing this sent it to him, and he took it straight to my parents and was like,
oh,
I think that she's cheating.
Hold on. Who did that?
His brother.
Your fucking brother?
Yes.
Yeah, so he took it to him. He was like, I think that she's cheating on him, and they made a video and da 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 da. So my parents called me. I went to their house, and they were like, what is this? And I'm like, what is that? And they're like, well, what is this? And I'm like, what do you want me to say? And I'm like, well, tell us what this is. Like, I can't believe that, you know, do you know about this? I'm like, I know about this. I was the one filming.
I produced it.
And they were very upset. My mom was like, I can't believe you would be with this woman. She's a whore. Like, this is the only time I ever heard my mom, like, speak out of a Christian.
Your mother?
Yeah. Like,
your mom started throwing some
haymakers out there.
Some haymakers.
Yeah. I was like, damn. So I had, like, I didn't talk to my parents for almost 6 months.
Okay,
but that's okay for us, because for black people, we don't give a fuck. We just say, if it's fuck you, it's fuck you. Okay?
What about her parents?
So mine haven't ever actually like come out and said they know, but they have slick little comments from time to time.
Like a motherfucker.
So I feel like they know something. I don't know if they know the extent.
My mom say shit like, "I don't care what you guys are into, just as long as my daughter's happy and you love her."
Well, there you go. You're like, man.
She's got a big OnlyFans logo bumper sticker on her car.
I mean, that actually sounds like a pretty cool, like a pretty good endorsement to me. Like, I mean, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, and so with her parents, what I realize is now, because, you know, now we're 17 years into you not liking me at the very beginning. So I have a little leverage at this point where I'm like, see, y'all didn't think this guy was going to make it. But
now, how do they love their grandchild?
They love the shit out of our daughter. They love the shit out of me now.
They've come around.
It
took time.
And your daughter must know what's going on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. So
With her is she's seen, so our daughter's watched us struggle, you know what I mean? She's seen us, you know, when we're making this Florida prepaid payment and we're making this payment and we're just, you know, barely getting by.
We were young when we had her. We didn't have money like that back in the day.
And we weren't the type of parents that were like, oh, we're just going to hide this from our kid. We're like, nah, nigga, we broke. We ain't got it. We can't.
You want that toy? We ain't got that toy right now.
She was going to, so our daughter went to private school from the time she was in pre-K to the time she was in eighth grade. So she went to school with kids. Parents that were pulling up in Ferraris and Lamborghinis and shit.
Oh, the Diacos.
So she was the poor kid.
And what were you pulling up, Lupe, back in the day when you were really on a struggle? What were you on, buddy?
Well, I had a 1991. I had plenty of cars because I would always buy hoopties and drive them for like a year until they blew up. So I had like a Honda Accord at one point that was like overheating. It overheated right at her school. Pulled up. It was a 1991 Honda Accord. Just blew up right at her school. I felt
right
so
there.
Bad. She was so embarrassed.
Right at the private school.
Right at the private school. She used to told me.
And you're already like busting your ass trying to keep her in private school, right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I remember her telling me, can we just walk? Like,
can we just
park
walk?
The car here
can
walk?
You just take the bus?
We need some exercise.
Yeah, she was embarrassed.
So, yeah. But you've been open with her about what you.
So she actually came to us at one point.
She asked me.
She asked one day. She was like,
"This was back in like 2020." So she was 14 at the time, and she started noticing that we were making more money because we were traveling more,
right?
We were eating out more. I was taking her shopping and not telling her no as often.
Mama now has a Louis Vuitton bag.
Right.
What the fuck?
She was like, "Mom, I have a question," and I was not prepared for what she was going to ask me. She said, "Do you have a sugar daddy or do you have an OnlyFans?"
Wow.
I said, "Wait, what?"
You said, "Yes."
"Where is this coming from?"
"It's your daddy."
"I got a sugar daddy, an OnlyFans with a motherfucking Patreon kicker."
Just told her straight up.
I told her, I said, "We have an Only." Well, I asked her why she thought that. And that's when she started saying, you know, we have more money now.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, we do have an OnlyFans." And I said, "What do you think of that?" She said, "I don't care." I said,
"If she's as cool as her dad,
questions?
I mean, if she's as cool as her dad,
yeah,
she don't
care.
Give a fuck about shit.
She does not care.
She's like, I always ask her, I was like, what are you going to do if your school finds out?" And she, now hold on, she does have strict rules for us when we go to her games.
To her school.
When we go to her school, we have to wear like nun outfits and shit.
We have to really
do not attract attention.
As possible.
Mama's got, she's got to wear a fucking turtleneck with a little house on the prairie skirt. And you got to have fucking, you know, some bullshit overalls or something.
She wasn't even more concerned with her as much as she was concerned with me. She's like, "Look, Dad, don't come in here looking all fresh. My friends already think you're 18. Stop with this shit." I was like, "What?"
He's considered a DILF.
I was like, "The fuck?"
So,
he's
yeah.
Oh, he's a DILF?
That
he's
was
a
the
DILF,
weirdest
according
shit I
to
ever
him,
experienced
friends.
Before in my
That's
life.
Probably, Misha, where you would probably draw the line, right?
Yes.
I mean, if he starts DILFing it, right?
If he starts DILFing it.
Right. He starts getting some, you know, some seniors in high school that are 18 that are trying to get
I'm
just saying.
I run from them little girls.
Well, they'll get you in trouble. The next thing you know, you got charges on your shit.
I ain't doing
you know
that.
What I'm
it
saying?
Ain't even that. These kids, you don't understand. Like, you think I'm not plugged. I listen to the shit that they be saying. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, what these kids are saying now?
Like, it's just shit. So, she has a friend, okay? The little friend snuck out her house.
Girlfriend.
Little girl snuck out her house. Got an Uber to this boy's house. Okay? Went to the boy's house. The boy's parents came home. She jumped out of the second story window. Okay? Sprained her ankle. And was going to walk back home at 1 o'clock in the morning.
It was like an hour walk, I think.
Yeah.
With a busted-ass ankle.
With a busted-ass ankle.
Yeah, she'd be eating his ass like a cupcake, too.
Eat that ass like a cupcake.
It's like the shit that I hear.
You break your fucking ankle if you can get a girl to eat your ass like a cupcake again, Lupe. You're still talking about that shit.
Blew my mind. It blew my mind. I just hearing like...
Now, have you been with the cupcake eater since, Lupe?
Not yet.
Is that a bad subject?
Actually, you know what? We actually just filmed with this girl, Iris May, and she has already let me know. She's like, "I'm gonna eat your ass and I'm gonna spit in your mouth next time we fuck." And I was like, "All right."
Oh,
right.
Jesus, God, this is shit that makes me.
Wait, so back to the busted ankle. Yeah. Did you like go pick her up or like what happened? Like,
yeah,
this was her friend.
Yeah.
So
friend.
Our daughter ordered an Uber for her friend to get her friend
exactly.
home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how your handle got all busted up.
That's probably exactly. I know them little motherfuckers.
That's how your handle got busted up.
I know exactly how that shit got broken.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the kind of stuff that concerns me with these. Like we weren't on that. Like, I wasn't jumping out no windows, bro. Not for no pussy. I wasn't jumping out of a window. I wasn't even going over to nobody's house. No, you come to my house. If I'm going to get shot, it's going to be from my parents.
Not yours?
You're going to come to my house, okay?
Micha and Lupe, they both they've been married for 17 years. There's all kinds of stories we could get into. I guess we probably should have you guys back every, you know, maybe a couple times a year just to get ass eating cupcake refreshing the state of the Lupe.
What the Zoomers are up to.
Right, what the Zoomers are up to. Again, Lupe, what is your OnlyFans account? OnlyFans.com/
Lupe and Micha, spelled one word, LupeAndMicha.
Lupe and Micha, and there's all that shit that you guys talk about and more on your OnlyFans.
It is.
Yeah.
And Micha, I cannot again thank you enough for helping us with Brandon the Quad.
It was awesome.
Hopefully we can lock you in for your lock in for next year.
Yeah,
we can make it an annual event.
I'm down.
And we're gonna try to position, you know, maybe Brandon's mom getting a little Lupe, you know, the 7.5er as he calls it.
That'll be beautiful.
What if Brandon the Quad's mom goes, "Lupe, I heard you like to get your ass eaten. I'd like to get behind there and eat that little black ass of yours."
I was trying to be in character there.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell her to text me a couple of days in advance so I can wax it for you.
So I can wax it for you and make sure it's nice and clean, right?
Make sure it's nice and smooth.
Hey, we appreciate y'all coming out, man. We really do. We appreciate you coming out.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And
thanks for having us.
And let's have you back from time to time just to hear about some of your crazy fucking stories.
I'm down.
Yeah, we're down.
Yeah.
And your daughter, who's a fucking savage, straight savage.
Yeah,
Lupe, she's got you sideways. I don't even fuck. You try to act like you're all that, but your girl's got you sideways. You know she does.
You're probably right. I don't know. Listen, we got 333 days left before she turns 18.
333 days. You got to count it down until you kick her out, right?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to kick her out. I'm going to kick myself out.
Thank you guys for swinging by.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
OnlyFans, Lupe and Nietzsche.
Good job.